From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. HudsonValley360.com reports that Catskill, Coxsackie, and Cairo-Durham schools all reported COVID-19 cases in the past week, with Catskill and Cairo-Durham schools halting some in-person learning through December 7th. In all, Greenville Central School District has reported 8 coronavirus cases, and Hunter Tannersville had 3. Cairo-Durham has reported 4 positive tests, although the State Department of Health says there have been 5 cases there. Coxsackie Athens has had 3 cases, and Catskill has reported 4 COVID-19 cases. Windham Ashland Jewett has not reported any COVID-19 cases so far. Outside of schools, the Capital Region coronavirus hospitalizations hit a record high December 3rd, and 5 more Albany County residents died from coronavirus. Albany County announced 137 new cases on December 3rd, and Rensselaer County reported a daily record with 72 COVID cases. Columbia County announced 7 new COVID-19 cases December 3rd, and there were 13 more cases announced in Greene County. Dutchess County reported 70 new cases. Ulster County announced 67 more cases on December 3rd and over 1,000 active cases for only the second time. The last time there were this many coronavirus cases in Ulster County was April 26. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan said it is, and I quote, the single worst 48-hour period since the beginning of the pandemic by pretty much all measures, end quote. Winter Walk organizers at Hudson Hall, Columbia County Department of Health Director Jack Mabb, and Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson December 3rd announced fireworks plan for Saturday, December 5th have been postponed until 2021. All other activities for Winter Walk will proceed as scheduled, according to a press release. Mabb said, and I quote, fireworks at Winter Walk have always been something that draws people to city streets. The combination of the shops and restaurants being opened, coupled with the fireworks, made us concerned about the prospects of large gatherings of people and the possible spread of COVID-19 in our community. Our department has already seen a bump up in positives as a result of Thanksgiving, end quote. Hudson Hall Executive Director Tamara Dillon expressed respect for the Department of Health's recommendation and affirmed Hudson Hall's willingness to work with the city, and I quote, to ensure the safety of our community, end quote. On December 2nd, Mabb condemned the decision to hold the annual gathering, calling it a potential super spreader. Mabb said, and I quote, contact tracing would be impossible in this situation. I would really discourage this event from happening, end quote. Winter Walk will go on, including holiday lights, decorated shop windows, Santa's Village, holiday shopping, and more, but without any mass gathering events or street closures. And you can read more at HudsonHall.com. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo Thursday, December 3rd, signed legislation to ban toxic PFAS compounds from food packaging. The compounds are commonly found in items ranging from pizza boxes to milk cartons and pastry bags, as well as wrappings for meat and fish. The measure was sponsored by Assembly Democrat Patricia Fahey of Albany and Manhattan Democrat State Senator Brad Holyman. PFAS, or perfluoroalkyl and polyfluoroalkyl chemicals, is a dangerous and cancer-causing class of chemicals. They have drawn public scrutiny in recent years after the chemicals turned up in various municipal water supplies. The so-called forever chemicals come from manufacturing, such as the case in Hoosick Falls, or from firefighting foam used in fire drills in Cairo. They can remain in a person's bloodstream for long periods of time. With the passage of the bill, New York joins Maine and Washington states in banning PFAS from food containers. The bill signing comes on the heels of Cuomo's approval of legislation to ban the incineration of firefighting foam that contains the chemical at the Norlite aggregate plant in Cohoes. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. U.S. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney has been elected to lead the campaign arm of the House Democrats. In choosing the Cold Spring Democrat, the party is turning to a lawmaker elected from a northern suburban district in New York who unseated a Republican in 2012 and has held the seat since. Maloney said in a statement posted to Twitter, and I quote, "I am honored and humbled to earn the trust of my colleagues to lead the DNCC at this pivotal moment in history. Now it's time for House Democrats to unite and go forward together. We need a unified front to win in 2022. We will protect this majority for the people," end quote. This year, Republican candidates were able to pick up congressional seats, and the party could face further challenges in the 2022 elections. Maloney is an experienced fundraiser representing a district not far from New York City, home to prominent Democratic donors. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.